The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Allowing awareness to receive whatever is obvious, whatever is already happening. And having become aware of how you are, there may be some recognition of places or areas of the body or kind of holding in the body or the mind, a little tension perhaps. Perhaps being aware of that can allow there to be a softening. If there is any tension, perhaps becoming aware of it can support a relaxation. Relaxation is a condition that there is some conscious access to at times, and it is a condition that can support our capacity for awareness and support the availability to be able to receive experience. So it can be useful to having taken kind of account or taken stock of how you are. If you notice there is tension in your system, to see if there can be relaxation, if the body can relax. There can be sometimes a little bit of conscious relaxation of the muscles of the body. A little bit of softening of mental tension. That's possible. So you may take a few moments to just see if there can be a conscious relaxation of areas of the body. And then sometimes it's also useful, where it's a little bit of extra connection with relaxation. sometimes. If instead of trying to consciously relax, you invite relaxation or request or see, is the body and mind, or does the body and mind know of some way to relax that we don't consciously know? There's a kind of intelligence in our system sometimes that we can access through this mode of requesting. Not trying to accomplish it, but just kind of asking the body and mind, can you show me how to relax a little more? Maybe dropping in this request or exploration, may the body relax. Just dropping that in and then settling back and seeing what happens. Often I find when I drop that in, there's a deeper place of relaxation that happens. Maybe even sometimes a releasing of tension that I wasn't even consciously aware of. May the body relax. May the mind relax. Mental tension. May mental tension relax. As the body and mind relax, from whatever place of experience you're having in this moment, attuning, letting go of this conscious exploration of relaxation and attuning to, again, how are you in this moment? What is obvious? Just receiving experience that is already happening. And perhaps noticing, has there been a change from earlier when we first checked in how we are? And attuning to your experience. It's possible to simply settle back and receive what's obvious moment after moment. The attention or the experience may shift from various domains between various domains of experience. It might be taking in hearing for a little while and then shifting to body sensations. maybe between body sensations, or to an emotional state or a thought. As long as you are aware, this is what's happening now. This is where the attention is right now. This is a way of being present and establishing mindfulness. It is mindfulness, awareness that we are exploring, creating a continuity of establishing this thread of awareness through time. And just moment after moment, receiving aware of the next most obvious thing. This is cultivating this continuity or establishment of mindfulness. And for some of you, it may be supportive if the mind is a little more being pulled out into thoughts and losing mindfulness. Not that it's shifting from experience to experience, that we can still be mindful of. And if you're getting lost in things, something arises and the mind starts thinking about it and you find yourself some minutes later, oh, I've been thinking. Then it can be useful to choose something. The breath, perhaps, or the experience of hearing. It's a place to support the mind to land, stabilize, so that the awareness can become more continuous. Perhaps just the breathing in and breathing out. Aware of that experience. Receiving that aspect of experience. What's it like to receive a breath? Just let it show you what's happening around the breath rather than having your kind of agenda to figure out what it's like to be experiencing the breath. Let the breath show you. Kind of relax and receive the breath. Receive the in-breath, receive the out-breath. And if you are choosing to attend to some particular experience, such as the breath, to support the continuity or the stabilizing of mindfulness, you may notice that the attention may also recognize that other things are happening. You don't have to create some kind of setting up of a dichotomy there, trying to push away those experiences. You can contain or connect to that experience of breathing in this case and be aware, well, there's breathing and hearing is happening at the same time. Maybe body sensation and the breath, hearing and the breath, emotions and the breath. Again, this receptive mode of awareness can allow a very wide lens, even as we stabilize with one experience. Continuing your exploration of a relaxed, receptive awareness. And exploring the possibility that even if the mind wanders, when the mindfulness returns, rather than the mindfulness getting constricted or tight around that, just the return of mindfulness, emphasizing or reconnecting to relax and receive what's here now. Not a lot we can do about that moments of the mind wandering, but here now in this moment, relax and receive again the experience. Exploring the cultivation of moment-to-moment mindfulness as it's possible.